Talking Newspaper Sport for May, compiled by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly look at the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And this time we begin with the news that one of the most feared fast bowlers of all time will be at Walsden Cricket Club next month. His name? Geoff Thompson, the Australian legend who struck fear into the hearts of batsmen across the globe during his heyday in the 1970s. Tomo, 72, will be in this country for the Ashes series between England and Australia and will be taking part in a few chat shows along with Warwickshire and former Durham pace bowler Chris Rushworth. Tomo, whose deliveries were once timed at over 100 miles per hour, put England to the sword during the 1994-95 Ashes series Down Under, along with fellow Aussie legend Dennis Lilley. While his pace, West Indies batting great Viv Richards described him as the quickest bowler he faced, was subsequently blunted by shoulder problems. He went on to take 200 test wickets before calling it a day in 1985. Rushworth, 36, became Durham's all-time leading wicket taker with over 600 first-class victims before moving to Warwickshire last winter. So it looks like a fascinating evening in prospect at Walsden on Saturday, June the 24th. The event starts at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are priced at £20. Pie and peas will be available during the interval. Table tennis next, and news of success for Todmorden's Megan Shackleton, this time at the British Para Championships, the first time it has been held for 4 years. Megan retained her women's wheelchair title and also teamed up with Commonwealth champion Jack Hunter-Spivey to lift the doubles crown. The results are a big boost for Shackleton ahead of the forthcoming Montenegro Para Championships and Slovenia Para Open. Afterwards, Megan said how much she had enjoyed returning to the national championships after missing the whole of last season because of injury, adding, "It's going to be a big part in how I play in Montenegro and Slovenia. It's been great preparation for those tournaments. It has definitely surprised me how difficult it has been to come back after such a long layoff. I think I understand the game well, but you need that match play experience. Having missed last year, it feels I'm straight back into qualifying for another Paralympics, but hopefully I'll be there in Paris next year. So keep up the good work, Megan. We're behind you all the way."